the DARE response. This audio outlines how to implement the DARE response. You can use it to tackle both general anxiety or panic attacks. It's especially useful to take with you anytime you are out and about pushing outside your comfort zone. The first thing you must know is that you are safe. You have to trust me when I tell you that. No harm is going to come to you. Anxiety is nothing more than nervous energy in your body. This pulsating energy rises and falls, just like waves on the ocean. The waves of anxiety rise up and fall back down again. As unpleasant as they are, they always peak and then subside away. Up and down they go. Once you learn to strip away the fear of these anxious waves, your anxiety will reduce dramatically and you will break free from the hold that it holds over you. That's our goal together. The DARE response is made up of four steps. Those steps are diffuse, allow, run towards, and engage. If you're not already familiar with the DARE response, please first read the book DARE. So let's begin. The very first step is the letter D of DARE, and it stands for diffuse. What we want to do is diffuse the buildup of anxious energy by dismissing the fearful what-if thoughts that crowd your mind as soon as you start to feel anxious. Those what-ifs might be, what if I have a heart attack? What if I faint? What if my anxiety gets really bad? What if I lose control or it never gets better? I bet you already know what your particular what-if thoughts are, the ones that really make you afraid. You diffuse those what-if thoughts by responding to them with a firm, so what or whatever type response. You can make your response even more effective by using strong emotive language, something like, ah, who gives a... This new response of so what or whatever is the first important step in the DARE response. It quickly disarms the buildup of tension and gets you moving in the same direction as the nervous arousal instead of resisting it. It flips the power back to your rational mind. It's a great start, but you now need to use the next step of the DARE response to release the nervous tension further. The letter A in DARE stands for allow. This step is about learning to allow the anxiety to manifest in whatever way it wishes. You see, when you resist anxiety, you pull against it, creating a further buildup of internal tension, making it harder to discharge. Don't pull away or fight the anxiety. That never works. Turn into it, allow it, and move with it. When done correctly, this has a soothing effect on your nervous system, allowing it to desensitize from the anxious state you've been holding it in. So drop all the resistance and embrace it. You can start to do that by repeating out loud or to yourself, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts. I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts. Allowing enables you to gracefully move up and over the top of the anxious wave. So no matter what the bodily sensation or thought is that makes you anxious, you must learn to experience it in the right way. Allow it to be present, and then come to accept it for what it is. Nervous arousal and nothing more. This wave of nervous arousal is happening. You may never find out why it's happening, but for right now, that's not important. What is important is how you respond to it. In essence, you are learning to get comfortable in your anxious discomfort. I'm going to say that again because it's a critical point. You are learning to get comfortable in your anxious discomfort. Most of the things in life that we have to come to accept are not pleasant. They just are what they are. It's the cards we are dealt. And it's the same with anxiety. The secret to recovery, however, is that once you really allow and accept it, it begins to fall away and discharge naturally. It's the paradox of healing anxiety, accepting the discomfort in order to become free of it. Here's an example of how that conversation might go in your mind. Hey, anxiety, I'm no longer going to battle with you. I call a truce. Come closer to me now and sit down beside me. It's okay. I'm allowing you to stay this time. I'm not going to fight this. I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow these anxious thoughts. You see, the difference is that before you resisted each and every sensation because your anxious mind thought that was the right thing to do. But now you're learning to sit with it in a friendly curiosity, allowing it to be as it is without any desire to stop or control it. You become a witness to it. Really allow the anxiety to manifest in whatever way it wishes, physically or mentally. If it wants to make your throat feel tight, go ahead, let it. If it wants to make your heart pound, great. If it wants to make your mind race with wild and crazy thoughts, let it be your guest. Let your body fully shake and vibrate with the nervous arousal. Allow that right now. Do it with full commitment in this very moment. Smile and be the perfect host. Invite it in, sit it down and serve it tea. If you're a visual type, give the anxiety a mental image like a ridiculous cartoon character. Come up with a great nickname for it. Imagine it maybe about a foot tall, telling you about all the terrible things that might happen. Give your new friend a comical squeaky voice like it's just inhaled a can of helium. It bursts through the front door, no bigger than a small dog squeaking at you.
Oh boy, this is really serious. You should be terrified, you should. What are you doing just sitting there? You should be totally freaking out or calling an ambulance or something. What? Except this? You've got to be kidding me. You might die from this. And hey, have you thought about how embarrassing that would be in front of all these people? What would they think?
Try to be really open and playful with your anxiety. Have fun with it. You're not threatened by this cartoon character screaming red alert. You step back and just smile at its anxious rants. Get used to this cartoon character making its dramatic entrances. It loves to show up at the very moment you hoped it wouldn't. But once you're okay with that, you'll feel no anxious impact at all. With a bit of practice, you can learn to see how ridiculous it all is. You can smile to yourself each time this character jumps on your shoulder or is in your ear warning you about the next big threat that's about to befall you. The lighter you can make of the anxiety, the more allowing of it you'll become and the faster you'll heal. You see, this is all about normalizing something that feels so abnormal. If you do this right, you'll feel a shift in your anxious sensations. You might be feeling it right now. The nervous discomfort starts to ease off and transform into a kind of neutral, jittery energy. The kind of jittery feeling you get from feeling excited or from drinking too much coffee. This is the kind of nervous energy you can work with and channel in a positive manner to get things done. It's a positive and productive nervousness that makes you feel you can get up and go rather than paralyzing you with stagnant fear. I want to remind you here that the DARE response isn't about helping you feel calm and relaxed. It's not about making the unpleasant sensations go away, never to return again. It's about ending your fear of the sensations so that you can be free of them. Be really okay with the fact that your mind and body might vibrate with nervous arousal all day long. Allow the waves to come and go in their own time without forcing a change. Let the anxious energy play itself out. It might calm down soon, or it might stay a while. Who knows? The important thing is not to get upset or fearful about it. It takes practice, but soon you'll be able to experience all manner of uncomfortable, anxious thoughts or feelings without feeling caught up in it. You occupy a new space of noticing and allowing. Things change from being scary thoughts to just thoughts, from anxious sensations to just sensations. You're perfectly safe, and no harm will come to you from it. The previous two steps, diffuse and allow, are the primary drivers that heal your anxiety. They propel you forward, and often are enough to get you where you want to be. If, however, the anxiety still feels like a harmful threat hanging over you, you need to now shatter that illusion by implementing the third step in DARE, the letter OR, which stands for run towards. You run towards anxiety by telling yourself you feel excited by all this nervous arousal and demand more of it. Remember, anxiety is nothing more than a wave of energy flowing through your body. This energy will not hurt you. It's your interpretation of this heightened energy that causes the problem and traps you in the vicious cycle of fearing fear. So tell yourself, I'm excited by this feeling. Give me more. Bring it on. Talk to your anxiety and demand that it increase the intensity of the bodily sensations that scare you. I know this is a scary step for some of you to do, but it gets results fast. For example, if your heart's pounding fast, you say, okay, anxiety, that's good, but can you make my heart pound even faster? You feel you can't catch your breath, so you say, come on, anxiety, make my throat and chest feel even tighter. Let's have more of this. I'm starting to feel a bit dizzy, but I wonder how dizzy I can get. Can't you make me more dizzy? Is that the best you can do? My mind is racing with scary thoughts. Can you make them more intense, anxiety? Aren't there any scarier ones? I'm bored of these ones. The only way out is through. So bring it on. Demand right now to have a full-blown panic attack. Go on. Try your hardest. Really go for it now. I'm here with you. You know, you just can't force it to happen when you really wanted to. Panic attacks live in your fear and resistance of them. When you demand one, they evaporate like the illusion that they are. Become the hunter, not the hunted. Let your anxiety know you're making a firm request that you want to experience the very worst it can throw at you. Anxiety tries to convince you that you're in danger, but that's simply not true. You call its bluff. It's okay to be angry with the anxiety at this point. Say to it, you know what? I don't care anymore. Give me the strongest panic attack ever, because I've totally had it with these false alarms ruining my life. Bring it on right now. I'm no longer going to live in fear of this. Otherwise, you better stop pestering me with this, as I have a life to live. My life and the people in it are more important to me than any of these sensations. So do your worst, anxiety, because I've had enough. Now you chase the anxiety, running after it, getting excited and demanding that it show you more. That new mindset moves you into a state of empowerment. I know in the beginning it feels scary to do, but the more you practice, the more your confidence in it will grow. You will really learn to trust in your own body's ability to handle these sensations. Getting excited and demanding more will not make matters worse. What it will do is change your relationship with anxiety back to its proper role as protector, not tormentor. Anxiety was never your enemy. It was always just there trying to protect you. Like a guard dog barking at every noise outside the front door, you are now retraining that guard dog to only bark at real physical threats, not imagined ones in your mind. When this third step is done correctly, you'll feel the results instantaneously. That's why I sometimes refer to it as a kill switch. You'll immediately feel a turning point as the adrenaline and cortisol stop flooding your system. You're then over the top of the wave and the rush is gone. Some feel this turning point like a flushing heat sensation. If you feel that, it's a good sign. It's your blood returning to normal circulation. As the anxiety leaves, which it will, wish it well and keep the invitation open for its return. Yes, even invite it to come back. You might say, hey, wait, come back. Have you nothing else to terrify me with? You need to welcome the anxiety to return in order to eliminate lingering thoughts of its unexpected return. I know very well how unpleasant high anxiety or panic attacks are, and I'm not trying to pretend they're enjoyable experiences. They're not. But what I am trying to get you to see is that if you're experiencing high anxiety, then do it in a skillful manner so that it passes fast. Up until now, panic attacks have been tossing you around, pummeling you with wave after wave of adrenaline. When you use the DARE response, you ride up and over the big wave, and you're done. In the beginning, you may have to fake it till you make it. That means that initially, you'll find it hard to really run towards it and believe you're excited rather than scared, but with regular practice, the sensations that terrify you, like a pounding heart, sweating palms, palpitations, dizziness, shortness of breath, queasy stomach, all of that just becomes sensations and nothing more. Now is also a good time to shake it out. Because there's a large amount of stress hormones in your system, don't expect to feel calm anytime soon. It'll take a good 20 to 30 minutes for you to start to feel normal again, as your body needs time to flush out all the stress hormones that were activated. Many of us have the false idea that shaking means the anxiety is getting worse. Contrary to what most people think, shaking is actually a sign that your body is releasing the anxiety. It happens when the fight or flight response is winding down, not up. We need to understand that shaking is a positive thing. When we allow ourselves to express our nervous energy through shaking, we discharge it much faster. Animals who come under attack don't need weeks of therapy. They just need to have a good shake to adjust back to life. So have a drink of water and allow your body to shake. Even encourage the shaking. Exaggerate it. If you're sitting, tap your feet and bounce your knees more than you normally would. If you're alone, stand up and shake your body out. Shake your hands and arms. Shake each leg. Then bounce on your toes like a sprinter before a race. Shaking helps to discharge nervous energy and rest your body faster. The fourth step in the DARE response, the E of DARE, is short but critical as it completes the whole movement from start to finish. It's designed to keep your anxious mind out of the way so that your nervous system can fully desensitize and relax back down. After you've applied the previous three steps of the DARE response, your anxious mind will look for ways to hook you back into a state of worry and fear. In order to avoid this, you need to engage with something that takes up your full attention. What that means is that after applying the previous steps, you should occupy yourself with an activity that really engages your mind. Anything at all that takes up your full attention, like going for a walk, focusing on a specific task at work, or having a conversation with someone in person or on the phone. Doing this keeps you in a state of flow and prevents you from getting hooked back into the anxiety loop again. Don't get upset if the anxiety keeps intruding. It will. That's often inevitable. So as it does, just keep gently placing your attention back on what you were engaging with and carry on in the full knowledge that you're doing everything right. So that concludes the four steps of the DARE response. D-A-R-E. Diffuse, allow, run towards, and engage. As a final comment, I would add that it's best not to overthink each step. Relax into it and try not to get worried about doing it perfectly. The most important thing is that you actually apply it each and every time you feel anxious. If after a few moments you feel another big wave of anxiety rise, then start the DARE response over and go through the steps again. When you get very practiced at it, the whole process from start to finish might only take a moment or two. It just becomes second nature. Think of the DARE response as your powerful new toolkit that you can use each and every time you feel anxious. By applying it, even briefly, you are moving in the right direction and healing your anxiety. Thanks for listening to this audio. In closing, I'd like to make two important points. For those of you practicing outside your safe zone, maybe going certain places that have caused anxiety for you before, I want you to start to really own that space. What that means is that once you've applied the DARE response and start to feel more comfortable in a certain place or situation, don't immediately turn around and run home. Leaving the situation too soon sends a message that the anxiety might have gotten the better of you if you hadn't left quickly. Try and stay in the situation until you feel your anxiety decrease, ideally to the point where you feel totally unthreatened by the situation. So whether you're driving around the block, working out in the gym, or going to the doctor's office, try your best to stay and own that new ground you've won. If in the early stages of practicing you enter a situation but then feel too uncomfortable to stay, please try to stay at least another 10 seconds. Just 10 seconds more. Then maybe another 10 seconds after that. And another 10 seconds after that. Try to win as much ground as you can each time you practice, so that you're always building your confidence and winning new ground. This will really let your anxious mind get the message that this situation is not dangerous. Then, when you leave, on your own terms and not anxiety's terms, you'll find your confidence level is much stronger. Lastly, treat all manifestations of anxiety as opportunities to practice. Think of it all like homework. The more you practice, the better you get at it. If you want a fast recovery, then you need to push yourself out there and practice as much as you can. Practice in new situations and with new sensations, if they manifest. You don't get fit by going to the gym just once, and you don't rebuild your confidence in your body by just facing anxiety once. Practice again and again by getting out there. You can share your daring adventures in our private Facebook community. It's a great place to support and encourage each other. It can be fun to share. You can find the link to the Facebook page in the Dare app or on our site, dareresponse.com. In the beginning, no one feels like they're making progress fast enough. But trust me, if you're doing the work, you're healing at the right speed for you. Every time you attempt the Dare response, you move forward. Of course, there will be setbacks along the way. But as long as you understand that these setbacks are a key part of the recovery process, you bounce back from them fast. Very soon, one of these mornings, you'll wake and feel like a layer of anxiety has fallen away from your life. Then a few weeks later, another layer will fall away, and then another and another. Eventually, you'll be back to your old self. But it's not quite the same old you. It's a new, stronger, more confident you that comes about through the mastery of your anxiety. Make a commitment to your freedom. Listen to this audio frequently. Let it really sink in. You know, time is our most precious resource. It's non-renewable. Don't waste any more of it on anxiety. Life is waiting for you today. I dare you to go out and join it. You've been away too long.